Samba evolved from mashish around 1920s, and two elements were crucial for the definition of its style: the pattern created by old and new percussion instruments that would later form the bateria, percussion ensemble, and the development of a two-bar pattern played by the guitar, differentiating it from the one-bar patterns of the mashish. The two-bar pattern, typical two-bar pattern, is as follows:
one, two, one, two, or one, two, one, two, or one, two, one, two. So that's what they have: is one, two, and then it says there are several patterns that can be used for samba. Most often samba is played with a two-bar pattern, one articulating the downbeat and the other with a 16th note anticipation. There's two examples. One is 1 2 1 2 1 2. I should do it with a metronome. 1 2 1 2. Like 1 2 1 2. Trying to play that on guitar.
1 2 1 2.
And then the other rhythm that's written is 1 2 1 2. Which is actually it's the same pattern, just reversed, like the two bars are reversed. Second bar comes first. Playing it on the guitar, it would be 1 2.
It says there are different styles of samba that differ in instrumentation, patterns, function, vocal style, tempo, etc. The most well-known derivations are the samba enredo, samba choro, samba cancheo, gafiera, samba de breque, samba de roda, pagode, partido alto, and samba funk. Here is an example of a samba groove from the book itself.